Oh, had heard that he was a doctor without a license. He had heard all the miracles that he had already done. And he said to himself, not to the Lord. Joseph, the carpenter's son. Not Mary's boy. Not the boy that our sons play basketball with on the basketball court. Ain't no way that boy has been able to do all this. That's why you should never, ever. Put limits on your time, success, and ability. I ain't got points today, y'all. Just listen to me carefully. Don't you ever mistake. Put limits on your time, ability, successes, and what God has placed in there. And really, I stand sometimes in disbelief when I hear people say that my mama told me I would never amount to anything. I'm going to be just like the daddy, no good, and a drunk. When God has counseled us, our children don't apply to our daughter. Why are you not good enough to teach those schools? And if they had not applied to what they got in the first place. And the only way you're going to get some things in life is believing your own self. And don't worry about the negative stuff that people plant in your ears, because some people don't want you to be successful because they have not been successful in life. And so Mary never put limits on Jesus, even though people were confused about how she got pregnant and confused about her boy. Sometimes Mary kept her mouth quiet, but when times got rough and times got tough, it was Mary that stood up for her child and said, when he tells you to get the pot, you get the pot. And when he got the pot, there was a blessing coming through. So don't you ever put limits, even when he's got all of his own cause. I don't know nothing about a VCR. Back in the day when we had VCRs, there was a pause button, fast forward. A whole lot of shows in Erica, and the Lord just sent this email from heaven. Heaven sent an email to adults, your life on pause. God wants you to be on fast forward, or at least on play. But your life on pause right now, because you have failed to be obedient to what God has placed in your soul and in your spirit. Some people's lives hit the stop button and stop our children from living out their God-given destiny. I know it has been co-signed by others, and I don't say this egotistically or arrogantly, but very humbly. I know one of my charges and callings in life is to help young children reach their God-given destiny. I know there's some preachers who have other goals, and some preachers have other things that God has asked them to do to train other preachers. That ain't one of my gifts. That ain't what God has done with me. I probably would die with no sons or daughters in the midst of that. I don't need that. No, I don't need that. There's some who want to just build buildings and build campuses. That ain't what God has asked me to do. Some just want to give to the NCAA and to the NCLSAP and send money to do missions in Africa. That's what God has called them to do, and that's fine. That's what they need to do, what God has called them to do. But I know that God has given me a gift to pour into young people and to make sure they live out their God-given destiny, and they get everything that God wants them to have, and none of us stand
complete what God has called them to do and what they can achieve. And I need some witnesses here right now that will help our children live out their God-given destiny and don't worry about who their parents are. Don't worry where they come from. Don't worry about the issues they have. Just let them live and let God do the rest. Say yes, somebody. Because you need to be thanking God right now. It just didn't happen to you at 16. It just didn't happen to you at 18. You were just as drunk and high as the rest of them in college, but that just wasn't in your cause. And so instead of you castigating your friend who couldn't come back because she got pregnant, you just need to be thanking the Holy Ghost to make sure you graduate, and then you need to send her a gift and some fibers and some pampers and some diapers to help her child, because y'all were at the same party and left with the same two friends. One of y'all got pregnant by the other. You need to thank God for His grace and don't castigate her, because you need the same thing. And how dare you look down at somebody who did the same thing you've been doing, and they got caught, but you got to run away. Anybody want to be Harriet Tubman right now? Anybody want to be Harriet Tubman right now? They say, thank God. I just got away by grace. discouraged about what other people think and think about you. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I don't want you to get arrogant. I don't want you to get egotistical. Walking around big and bad, thinking you can do anything and everything you want to do because you don't care what people think about you. Some people do that. What they think about you should matter. What Saint Cynthia thinks about me matters. People ask me all the time how Cynthia doing. I say she was there this morning. That's half the battle. If I can just keep on standing next to me one more night with them handcuffs, I don't have that job. You keep your mind. They got the gun now. I just got to tie up sometimes. It's just don't leave it. It matters what Cynthia thinks about me. It matters what my children think about me. It matters what people who work with me, not for me, at the funeral home think about me. It matters what Frenchie, who does everything for me, thinks about me. It matters what Keo thinks about you. It matters what Mother Teresa thinks about me, because she ain't gonna serve under no pastor who ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. It matters what you, the worship leader, think about me. It matters what my members think about me, because if they don't think I am called by God, they're not gonna listen to what God has put in my spirit to help them live out their God-given destiny. Yes, it does matter what some people think about me, but if you ain't paying my bills, if you don't live in my house, if you ain't one of my children, deuces, because what you got to think about me don't matter, because at the end of the day, you ain't got no heaven and no hell to put me in, no house. So why are you trying to impress people who ain't impressing themselves? So Jesus said, be gone with you. Get behind me. As a matter of fact, because you don't believe in me, you ain't getting no blessings. And I don't know about you. I need the blessings of God. I don't know about you. I need God on my side. I don't know about you, me. I need Jesus to know that I love him, that I adore him, that I worship him. And when the praises go up, when the praises go up, when the praises go up, you gotta know when the praises go up, the blessings will come down. Can I hear you say yes? Can I hear you say yes? Come on, God, send it on down. I remember the old preacher would say, send it on down, send it on down, send your Holy Ghost on down. And I need God to bless me right now. Anybody besides me standing in need of a blessing? And the text teaches us, if you need a blessing right now, if you need a miracle right now, if you need deliverance right now, you got to believe on the Son of God. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is Elohim. He is El Elyon. He is El Olam. He is Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Tissu. He said, Lord, my battle. And he fights all my battles. I ain't needed anyway, because I got the Lord on my side. So he fights all my battles. He tells me that I am his own. And I'm expanding in the deep. Love of blessing. Thank you.
get it in this house. And I've got to give you the praise. I've got to say thank you, God. I've got to say hallelujah, God. I don't want to let you know that I believe in the place that the book says that I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be a leader and not a follower. I'm going to be the boss and not the leader. Because you say, in your word, if I just have to say the size of a mustard seed, that I can say unto the mountain, be moved, and the mountain will get up. You cannot do anything in the world, but then that is. Those of us who will